we were all bright enough to realise this woman is a threat. And this woman's not a threat to us as coal miners, just us, a threat to the whole trade union movement and to the working class people of Great Britain, of what it is that she believes that she wants. And her and her government, well, we've seen it. You know, we've seen the police state. We've seen them sell all our silver off. We've seen the demise of our industry and how she did it and how she chipped away at it. And you could witness it, I mean, and if you were bright enough, you've seen it coming. And we seen it coming. Mm-hmm. And we tried to prepare ourselves, but they put everything in our way. From where we could sell coal, who would buy our coal? You know, we couldn't export it. She put all these steps in front of us. So our coal didn't go to Antwerp like it should have, for some reason. All the coal in the world went to Antwerp, and all of a sudden, British coal wasn't allowed there, because Thatcher stopped it. We were selling our coal to the industries, the electricity board, and all of a sudden we had to pay to deliver our coal to them. It was never done in the past, unheard of. If you go to the shop and buy something, you take it away, you carry it. But all of a sudden we had to send our coal to them, and we had to pay for it. It was unheard of. She put every obstacle in the way to force the programme of closures.